This is for the girls.
I first just want to say thank you, ladies, for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
I'm so honored to be sitting. Like, I'm literally sitting on a couch with you guys.
Me too.
This is just so unbelievable. I'm like, wow, blah. That prayer, whoo. It really, really works. And so, you know, just for one, I want to say we're all called here today because we do what we do. Allah has put it on our hearts to be creative, to be passionate about, you know, other people, our community, and we do so in various creative ways. And I'm sure everyone here is familiar with what you all do, but not many people truly understand why you do what you do. And so I really want to get into that. You know, we're coming off the heels of Ramadan, you know, and I was really inspired by Shay this Ramadan. I didn't get to tell you this story yet, but...
Do I know this story?
We were talking and she was just like, I don't know, where were we? We were somewhere. We were out and I was like, yeah, I'm fasting. Like, I'm sorry. Like, and she was like, oh, I'm fasting too. And I was like, really? I was like, are you Muslim? And she was like, no, I'm not Muslim. But something called her this year to fast for Ramadan. So I really wanted to like, yes.
Do you want to
applaud her for that? Yeah. Like she made her way.
Well, it was a part.
What inspired you this year?
You know what? I don't know if it was an inspiration or if it was just a call. But once I felt the call, then I saw you make this post on Instagram and it like triggered me to like, okay, you need to do this.
Yeah. What post?
I just have to show you.
Okay.
I think you were either praying or just giving like inspiration.
Wow.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
That's beautiful.
I didn't know that part. She didn't tell me all of that.
That's beautiful. And I think that's really beautiful too, because like so many people from all walks of life, you don't have to be Muslim. They benefit from fasting and they do join the Muslim world in Ramadan. And so it's just beautiful to see somebody who did.
And I feel like, you know, so many transformations happen just during this season period, because it's always like during like the springtime where things are kind of like renewing, the cycles are, you know, flowing, and I just feel like people are moving out the way. Okay. And I know that's how it was for me,
right.
Especially being in the entertainment industry, being in a space where people can be a little phony. They can be a little shady. Mm-hmm. You kind of have a hard time seeing people for who they are.
Right.
And I know for me, Ramadan is just always that like reset. Because mm-hmm. I was nervous. I've only been here for about 3 years now. And I was nervous moving out here because I'm like, I have no family. Like, I mean, I have Muslim family, but like, you know, I'm out here doing this. And I'm like, Allah, like, I'm challenging you to keep the right people around me. And I'm also challenging myself.
Right.
So I think I just really want to know from you all, mm-hmm. what did you see change in yourself this Ramadan? Like, who were you before Ramadan started and who are you now?
I feel like one big change I did notice was my level of gratitude is elevated. I feel like, of course, naturally when we're fasting from something as natural as food and water, we do know that it's a voluntary fast. So that hunger that you feel, you're doing that, it's your choice. But there's a lot of people all over the planet who that hunger never leaves them. So, you know, just being able to be grateful for little things, even though food and water is not little at all, but, you know, to be able to focus on like the blessings that you have in your life, and also just the level of discipline that you get to exercise during Ramadan. It makes you elevate your discipline in a lot of other areas in your life, and
it's like practice.
Yeah,
practice makes perfect.
And I try to keep that momentum going. You know, it's like, it's not a, oh, Ramadan's over, let me go back to what, you know, it's like, no, that's just showed me what I was capable of. What I was capable of, how much discipline I have, and I just like to carry that forward.
Yeah, it's almost like a trial. You're like, okay.
Yes.
Like Netflix, you get the 30-day trial. See if you like it, see how you can hang. I know for me, and I'm going to let you chime in too, but I just got to get this off my chest. Patience. Especially, like I said, moving here, I was like, look, I got to get out here. I got to get it. I got to make a name for myself. I got to be successful. Obviously, you know, I'm single. I'm going to be married. And I'm like, when is it going to happen? I need this to happen now. But, you know, Allah is like working on you in other ways. And he really helped me to see that this Ramadan, like really be patient with myself, because I don't want to jump the gun. I don't want to be doing too much. I mean, I already do too much, but I don't want to drop the ball on anything. So how was Ramadan for you? I know.
You know what? It was, I won't say it was difficult. I honestly feel like it was more of like a deprogramming, just kind of sort of paying attention to like my habits, right, and the things that I was doing that was in my way. Like, what was I doing and where, how I was standing in my own way. And I think for the most part, it kind of helped me move myself out of the way. Besides the not eating part, that was new to me because, listen, I like to eat. So it was the hardest thing in the world. But what I noticed is that after it was over, I stayed with the same schedule. It hasn't changed yet, back to the way that it was. So my cousin asked me, did I eat today? Because I need nourishment. And I was like, no, not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there anything besides food and water that you all struggled with during Ramadan?
Yes. It's funny how you said patience, but, you know, like, staying peaceful, don't raise your voice, no quarrels, you know. It's even as a mother, it's like, it's funny where I'm like, hey, y'all need to my kids, and I'm like, it's Ramadan, hey, clean that up, you know. And you know, just keeping that peaceful zen environment and self-control that Ramadan asks you to, you know, bring out, that was difficult. And then also I also fasted from, like, I just was very mindful of the content that I saw, like, yes, shows that...
I was trying to do that, too.
Yeah, like, I like some really dark shows, and I stayed away from that this Ramadan. And, I would say patience was it was harder than food and water, just keeping your cool, so, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you're definitely more irritable when you're hungry.
Because you're hangry, and then it's like, be nice while you're hangry, and it's like, wow. This is hard.
You know, and people don't talk a lot about like the physical change that your body goes through when you're fasting. Like, you know, it boosts your metabolism. It kind of like raises your spirit at the same time. So I think for me, I really like to challenge God. I like to challenge him in ways that I'm like, okay, if I'm going to discipline myself to sacrifice, and it's not truly a sacrifice, but it is at the same time according to the world we live in, I expect X, Y, Z, you know. I expect, you know, to be in the right space. I expect to be around the right people. Like this, I do not play with God, and he does not play about me. So I'm gonna just say that. But I feel like it's okay to do, and I don't think a lot of people talk about that, like, really, like, you know, God, like, he's your friend, yes, but, like, he's the one that's running all of this, and it's like, I need you to run this in my favor, too. So, But it's really interesting as far as being a mom, because that's not something I can relate to. And I know y'all got the whole thing down pat. How has it, like, you know, improved your relationships? Has it, like, because children don't necessarily have to fast. It's like you're going through this period, this process of change. And, you know, children are just growing so quickly. But, you know, and I know your son's a little bit older, but still, y'all have been through y'all times.
He's 18. And I told him, I called him and I was like, listen, I'm going to fast for like 30 days from you, from your drama, your 21-year-old girlfriend, your dad, your brother, like all of you, just call me at the end of the month.
Right.
But he was like, why are you fasting? He doesn't know what fasting means or what it is. So I told him and he was like, He was like, maybe I should fast. I was like, listen. Try it. You never know what'll happen if you actually commit to something. You know, he's 18. They don't commit to anything. But it improved, like, our communication now. Like, we were able to, like, talk more. Like actually talk. I'm not yelling at
him. Yeah, yeah. I would say that, too. It brought out a lot of patience with just dealing with them. And like you said, they're not fasting, so you're making these meals for them and it's like dang, but
I don't know how you did that.
it you know, you get used to it, and I just feel like children are a beautiful test, like during that time. Mm-hmm. And they're innocent beings, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, I have no idea what you're going through, what you're doing. I could care less about a fast. How are you gonna, you know, act? And it's like, you know, just keep it together and be cool.
I love that. Yeah, I'm we'll walk down that road when we get there.
Yes, yes, yes. We'll be here to support you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You know, we just gotta find that one first. You know, I'm curious. I really wanted to ask you this. So I know you were raised Muslim, you're raised in the Nation of Islam, and there was a period of time where you were not married, you know, and there was a period of time where you were fasting on your own.
Yeah.
What was that one Ramadan right before you got snatched up? What was that Ramadan like for you?
Well, you know what?
What do I need to do? Because I didn't do it this Ramadan.
I actually wasn't raised Muslim. I was actually, I'm a convert. Mm-hmm. I actually come from Christian family, like heavily Christian. Like my family actually like owned churches, and like we did. It's funny. It's like we didn't just go on Easter Sunday. It was like every Sunday, you know.
You own it. You really do.
Yeah.
You
so
own your Islam, and I love that.
Thank you. So, you know, I didn't like. I guess it was like 2000. No, I was 12 years old when my dad came home, and he was like. You know, he was on his Malcolm X tip, and he's like, right. I'm gonna, you know, was diving into research, okay. And like, we used to be, you know, before the slaves, you know, just, you know, like, we used to be Muslim and blah, 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 whatever. But the cool thing about my dad was he was on his journey, like, figuring out what he wanted to do. But when it came to me and my sisters and my mom, he said, I want you to do your own research, and you decide what you want to do. And so I did, and I actually went extensively. Like, I was, like, learning about a lot of religions, to be honest. And I had, like, no idea about, like, differences in Islam and stuff like that. I just fell in love with just Islam in general. And my first Ramadan that I did by myself, I was actually, I'm kind of A-type personality, and I'm a little psycho. And I went hard. Yeah, like I went hard on it, and I was just like, I don't care. I'm not eating until the end. So, and I loved it. To be honest, that Ramadan before I was snatched up.
No, like, cause I'm like, what did you do? Like, give me the secret.
Did you pray? Did you pray harder?
Cause
you know what? I just, to be honest,
I heard about that 2 a.m. prayer.
Right.
You need to tap in.
And you're talking about in regards to getting your man.
Yes. That's
you know
what.
Honestly, I would just say I wasn't.
What do I need to do, Neelam? Please tell me. Lord.
You know what? You just, well, to be honest, I really feel like it's important to just be what you want.
Okay.
And you will reflect that and attract that. And yeah. I do admit, like, I made a list of the man that I wanted.
I keep hearing about this list thing.
In details. Like, and you don't want to just talk about physical. You talk about what type of traits he has, blah, 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 blah. And I'll never forget on my wedding day. It was so funny. I said, oh, my God. Like, Marquise is exactly what I wanted on my list, except he's not dark-skinned. This is such a blessing. You know what I'm saying? And
I love
but that's a sign, too,
right?
About, like, the physical is the last thing that matters. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really found my soulmate, you know? But I do feel like it's very important to be intentional about what you want. But when you write down that list, after you read it, what type of woman does this person have? So are you that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then if you're not, you're like, okay, what do I need to be and where do I need to go to match the energy of this guy that I just wrote down? Or if you already are that, you know, pray, move, it's going to come to you. But yeah.
Right, because I feel like I'm a great woman.
I know that's right. Period.
So
I agree.
Just waiting for him to fall in line.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. Don't worry.
Well, yes. I really wanted to also get into, like, your creativity. How has that incited, you know, over the fasting period of Ramadan? Did you get any kind of inspiration, you know? Because I know you're working on a short right now, and she's about to go into production. Ooh, I'm probably not supposed to say nothing. I'm sorry. I'm spilling the tea.
No, it's okay. Because the more people that like are in alignment with the thought and the idea and the words that you say, then it comes to pass. So yes. It's all good.
Okay. Good energy.
I just won't say certain stuff.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I think, well, I know, my cousin is here. And I told him, I was like, listen, the day Ramadan started, he texted me and I was going back and forth about whether I should start doing this short film or not. He was like, just do it. And I was like, it's not like Nike. But as soon as we started, it just has been, you know, really beautiful and really inspiring and just like, this is what I want to do. There's been some bumps along the way because anytime the Most High opens up the heavens to you to bless you, there's also that other entity that's there to like knock you off your tracks. And if you're not prepared, which I wasn't fully prepared, it can do that. But because I was fasting and I was praying, I've been able to like keep maneuvering through that so that I can get to the other side to continue the process.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, during Ramadan, I'm kind of on fallback mode. But what ends up happening is, you know, because you are trying to fall back, you don't really fall back and you get a lot of ideas and stuff. And like, it's weird. I felt like a lot of opportunities and things that me and my husband are working on just started just turning up even more.
I felt that way too.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I was trying to, you know, step back, but it's like, it forces you to like, oh, I got to be here. I got to be present. But my mood for Ramadan usually is, you know, fall back, reflect, self-reflect, you know. So then when it's over, I'm like charged up and ready to just zoom forward. But yeah, so it's kind of been like a mixture of both.
I felt the same way too. Yeah. Like initially I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to like let these next 30 days, I'm going to focus on the fast.
Right, right.
Because I got to get through that every day. I work in an office. 8 to 5, mm-hmm. And they can be a lot. Yeah. Love them, but they can be a lot. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna focus on the fast. But then next thing I knew, like you said, like God was like, no, it's time to step it up.
Exactly.
He's like, yeah. I need you to be here,
yeah.
There. We're here now, yeah. You know. And these are things, obviously, that I've been working on, and I just kind of felt like, before Ramadan started, they were not going the way that I thought they should go, mm-hmm. or the way that I planned them to go.
Right.
Even this podcast, for instance, I had a whole team that I was like, all right, this is it. I found my girls. We about to knock this out the park. And things changed, even within the month of Ramadan. And I was like, oh. But even prior to, I'm sorry. And I was like, oh, okay. And I'm not gonna, like you said, it kind of deterred me for a second. And I was like, ooh, maybe I should pause. Maybe I'm doing too much, because I tend to do too much. And it's okay. I recognize that about myself. And I was just like, I'm just gonna chill. I'm gonna let, you know, the fast be the fast, mm-hmm. and see how Allah blesses me.
Right.
And then instantly, it just, doors started opening, yeah. You know?
A lot of them.
And, you know, we connected within the month of Ramadan, the three of us. You know, I connected with both of you individually, and it was like, okay, Allah, let me know what time it is.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Right.
But yes, I was getting ready this morning, and I was listening to your music, oh. and I was like, yeah, I'm that girl. I'm ready. So, is there any music we can be looking out for?
Yeah, actually, I was just on a very special project. I'm really, can I speak on that?
Well, you don't gotta do too much,
yes.
But just let us know.
Yes,
there's
a lot.
Out?
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and like you said, all these doors and stuff. There's a lot happening, and it's
right.
really beautiful. And I'm just here and present for it all. But yeah, we gonna pop out soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I am so excited for this summer. It's gonna be so great,
yes,
and I can't
yes.
wait to hear and see more of what you ladies do, what you all create.
For sure.
We're all here for it. I definitely wanted to open the floor for questions.
Okay.
If anybody wanted to ask.
Greetings, sisters.
Hey, you look so pretty.
Hey.
Yes, you look so beautiful.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I want to know, when things get hard, I guess in relating to the fast, Ramadan, and also, I guess, in life, because you all, you know, have successful ventures that you are participating in right now. So I want to know, what motivates you to keep pushing through, even when you feel like you want to give up, you want to throw your hands up? Like, what are some things, what are some best practices that you put into place, or some systems that you put in place to help to maneuver through the trials of life and the fast? It was a struggle this month. But yeah, so what do you all do?
That, first of all, that's a real statement, because it definitely gets hard. I would say, kind of like what I said earlier, but when I get a little overwhelmed and in a weird space, I really do have to have a gratitude moment. And then I realize, like, whoa, wait, chill out. And a lot of the stuff that's going on right now, you dreamt for these things or this space. So, you know, take a moment and name everything you're grateful for. And then that honestly shifts my psychology, and it really will take me out of a bad moment, like, honestly, quickly. I feel like gratitude is just so important, and it's been doing a lot for me, because I do have a lot going on, like, you know, about my mother and stuff. I take care of my mother. She has multiple sclerosis, and she lost 76% of her body function, and it's very difficult taking care of her while being multifaceted, you know, doing what I got to do. But when I do, like, center myself with a gratitude moment, it's almost an immediate shift in my psychology, and then I feel rejuvenated, and then it's like, okay, it's all good, you know? And then it makes me push forward to, okay, what else needs to be done? And that's also the same sense I mentioned earlier with the fast. You know, like I was saying, this hunger that we're going through, or this thirst we're going through, is a voluntary choice. And there's people all over the world, and they ain't getting that nice little Eid feast at the end. You know, they're going to stay hungry. And so that also makes you feel, wow, this is such a blessing. And this is actually nothing compared to people's unfortunate lifestyle due to whatever circumstance they're in. Yeah, I hope that answered that. Okay.
I feel like I keep talking about patience. But the way my patience was tried this Ramadan, I just, you know, I think sometimes people, they have like an idea of who you are in their world, but then there's the reality of who you actually are. And in God's world, you know? And so while I decided to like take a step back and I was like, okay, I'm gonna chill this Ramadan, I'm gonna like put all these creative projects on hold and just let clarity kind of come to me. There were certain avenues that were opening, but then there were other avenues that people were like banging on the door and they're like, we need you now. And I'm like, I don't have anything to give. Like, my spirit is not there right now. And I think that's one thing as a creative that we have to kind of just understand about ourselves, is that we kind of like ebb and flow, and things kind of just, you know, if God really has something for you, like, it's gonna be put on your heart, you're gonna put it on paper, or you're gonna like make it a reality and it's gonna come. But don't put too much pressure on yourself, because I have several other projects that are in the can or on the page that I'm like, I don't have anything for them, but I know I will. And so that's where I was learning patience ultimately. This Ramadan was just not to be so hard on myself and to give myself grace, because what's working is working. And I'ma really get into that. But when the other stuff, when that door, because I truly feel like, and this might just be my thoughts, Allah might have other plans, but I feel like one avenue is going to help aid the other, and I just got to get the first one together first, and then everything else will open up. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take over that way.
You're totally fine. I think it's going back to using the tools that you've used thus far to get to where you are in life. Whenever you feel like times are hard, or, you know, it's not about food, right? It's about being able to give up some of these other things. Oops, some of these other things that surround you. And when you can like use the tools that you knew you used this far to get this far, and going back to revamp those tools so that you can move yourself forward. Whether it's prayer, journaling, hiking, whatever you do and whatever you did to get to where you are in life, you just gotta reflect. So it's a lot of reflection, self-evaluation, and just kind of like pushing yourself, because no one's gonna do it for you. Only you and God can do that, you know?
I feel like he's just put me through the ringer. Like, growing up, I really had a hard time just, like, I would say, I don't want to say being myself, because I love Islam, I truly do, but I had a very, like, strict mother who was just like, you have to go to the mosque every Sunday, you need to be present. And it was just like, okay. And, you know, when I was 16, it was like, all right, what are you doing? You need to, like, really take this serious. And not to say I didn't want to do that, but I'm just looking back, I'm not sure if I was truly ready. And, you know, love her to death. And my mom, to this day, she's like my number one supporter, my number one fan. And she's learned to let me be who Allah has made me. And I know that's out of like love, that she just wanted the best for me. But I don't think I truly was raised in a space where I could like fully be myself. And so now, you know, that I'm older, I'm able to do that, and I'm loving it. I mean, I'm loving being in LA. I'm loving being able to do what I truly want to do. And that's, you know, be in entertainment. That's working on films. That's working in television. Like, love it. I did not see myself having a podcast. I will say that. And so I just kind of like, like I said, I let the ebb and the flow come with my relationship with God, which I feel like is my own. And I, like I said, told you, like, it's how you cultivate that relationship and really just make it your own, you know, and like stay disciplined to that and allow yourself to grow. I think we have time for one more question. Oh, Brother and Candy, yes. Okay, we're going to get you the mic. We're going to get you the mic. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Peace, family.
Peace.
I have a simple question. From my perspective, this is a podcast for the girls, right? It's for the...
But the brothers are welcome.
Hey,
we
here, right?
Turn up.
Yes.
Come
so,
on.
So, as a brother that is a full supporter of the female counterpart, I'm wondering if you recognize there's any value in the type of discipline that you have been discussing that you accrued through Ramadan being given to men as well. I mean, I know a lot of men. I'm a man. We live a very undisciplined lifestyle these days. And I'm just wondering if you feel like a man that's practicing Ramadan or these types of disciplined thoughts might be a little more equipped or less equipped. Do you prefer that? Or do you think, hey, that it's not that important. The men are good. Let them keep doing what they're doing. Keep on rocking. Or do you think we should probably take part in what y'all have been talking about as well?
The men are out of control.
Completely.
Okay. We're going to start there.
Not all of them. But there's a good portion of them that are just, they just need to go back into their mama's womb.
I'm sorry.
To let somebody know. I was like, you're not about to ruin my Ramadan. I will talk to you in 30 days. Like,
we love you, but.
No.
I would definitely say there is nothing more attractive than a man with discipline.
Yes.
And
humbleness, humility.
Yes.
Humility.
Yes.
Please.
And I will say, shout out to my husband. He went really hard during this Ramadan. And okay. One thing he said to me actually earlier today was that Ramadan shows you your potential and how much discipline you can exercise. So you, when Ramadan is over, replace that hard thing with another hard thing and then master that just like you just mastered your Ramadan. And it's been beautiful to watch that and, you know, cheerlead that and not be alone in, you know, what we're doing. We're doing it together. But word to the men's, it's very attractive to be disciplined. So, you know.
Yes, I came across an extremely arrogant brother this Ramadan. I'm not even gonna lie, I'm gonna be honest, I'm gonna keep it real. And I was like, oh no, brother, we not gonna continue this conversation because you're not about to disturb my peace. Like, absolutely not. And so, of course, Ramadan's over and he's like, you know what, Sister Kelsey, you were right, like, I was tripping. I shouldn't have said that to you. And I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it took my silence, of course. Ladies, sometimes you got to keep them on ice. And yeah, I wasn't even expecting to hear from him. I was like, yep, I'm going to leave him in Ramadan 2023. Like, that's just how I felt. I was like, okay. But yes, Allah's God. All I can say.
That's it. I mean, they just need a rebirth, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong going on with the male DNA right now. I have a son who's 18, so I just pray for the male species because I pray for him, you know? But I do. I tell him, like, you want to find a good young lady, then be disciplined. I feel like, you know, these tools make you compatible. If you're undisciplined and she's disciplined, she's not your mom to sit there and like re-raise you. Like, you got to go do the work for yourself. Be an adult, you know, go do your work and then approach a woman and knowing that you are where you need to be in alignment with the Most High. Because if not, what are you doing it for? You're doing it just to what most men do it for, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a man, but I believe that your alignment makes the most sense. And then once you're aligned as a man, then a woman will be in alignment with you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, because arrogance is not a sign of alignment with God. I'm just going to say that.
And needing a rebirth is not either. I'm talking about shoving back in the womb.
Well, I wanted to thank you ladies for being present,
hey,
for being your beautiful selves, for sharing your stories and letting us all inside of your souls. Do we have time for one more question? I don't know what time it is. I have nothing up here but this microphone.
I'm not making the rules.
Huh? What?
I said I'm not making the rules.
Okay, so, yeah. Emily go. Emily, okay. All right. Well, do we have one more? If not, we'll conclude. Okay, we actually do have one. I felt it. I felt your spirit. Come on. That's my sense, yes, right there.
Yes.
Okay.
You ladies are so beautiful.
Reflection.
Thank you. I love supporting the younger generation. Looking at you all, we know that our future is bright. I mean, really.
Shining.
Yes. Satan is in trouble.
Okay.
Yes, we're coming for him. But my question was, and I did fast for 30 days, and I gained so much discipline.
Beautiful.
This is like the best Ramadan I've ever had in my whole life. Mm. And what I wanted to ask you all to share with the people who are not familiar with Ramadan is, what can you do if you can't fast? Say you cannot abstain from eating. Is there something else you can do, like fast from gossiping or fast from, you know, not watching TV? Is there any other things that people can do who can't fast?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that, because that's very important. There are a lot of reasons why some people cannot fast, and they're permitted not to, but you can choose to fast from anything that you want to set for yourself, whether it's like, I want to get off of social media, or I want to, you know, not watch toxic reality TV. I want to, I've even had some lady say, I'm fasting from shopping because I have a problem with spending too much money. So I'm not going to do any shopping. And she said it was so beneficial to her. She realized how much self-control she didn't have and blah, blah, blah. But there's literally endless amount of habits that we can break and correct. And to be honest, the beautiful thing about Ramadan, when you're able to fast from something as natural as food and water, then you definitely can fast from something unnatural, like lying, stealing, cheating, like things that are not really of our nature. Those are like deviations. So yeah, you can definitely do that.
I kind of wanted to go back to your comment about alignment with God. Because for me, just, I'm a like big picture kind of thinker. And I'm like, okay, the month of Ramadan, like, what does it truly mean? Like, this was the time where the Quran was revealed. And, like, it's just a very, like, holy time in the nature of humanity. And so it's like, okay, how can I be a part of that vibe? You know, we're always talking about vibes in LA. So, you know, it's like, catch a vibe, you know, whether that's fasting from food or fasting from people or social media or whatever it may be. I think if you are like putting yourself, you know how they always say like you should put yourself in the room of people that you want to be like, or, you know, people who, you know, you aspire to be. That's kind of how I feel about like the essence of that time period. That's why I was saying, like, it's springtime, you know, things are changing, flowers are budding, and you should be evolving too. Don't miss out.
And I think that's really powerful what you said. Like, we're doing something in alignment with over 2 billion people all over the planet Earth. That's a powerful amount of energy and people who are all set on one goal together, like, on the planet. That's insane. And to tap into that, like, that just has to be powerful.
You see it every day, like exactly what you're saying. You see it every day. If you are a part of a team and the team comes together to accomplish a goal and you do it,
imagine the magnitude of billions of people doing the same thing at the same time, connecting to the same source, and all of our prayers are being answered, right?
Well, if any of the girls want to fast, let me know. We can take a day, we can take a week. I don't know about 30 days again, but we can practice for sure. But yes, there was one more question. One more. Go ahead.
So one of my favorite ideas with prayer is dangerous prayer, which is the type of prayer that you are asking God what he needs from you. So a lot of times that isn't what you want to hear.
Right.
Because you are following your own path. And so my question is, during Ramadan, during fasting, do you find yourself asking more dangerous prayers, or do you find yourself getting more dangerous prayers answered, whether they were asked or not?
That second part, period. Period. And I love, thank you for sharing that. I love that idea because we do find ourselves always asking. But to ask that question, God, show me what you want from me, it's like, period. And then just show me a sign and send me in the right direction, force me in the way that I should go that's pleasing to you. That should be our priority, because then it's in line with his will. So I really love that.
I have to agree. I think it's like those dangerous prayers are the ones where it's the things that we have asked for, but we haven't received yet. And when we go to ask in a space like this, with billions of other people asking for stuff, it does become more dangerous. But you also have to be open to accepting it too, right? Like, I can give you an example. This 30 days I prayed to find a house to move into. I found a house to move into, but 60 days ago now? I found another house that was much bigger, cost way more money, and it was down the street from the house that God actually wanted me to move into, literally. So it's like I asked for that dangerous prayer, and I didn't get it at first. And then I did it again during this time, and I got exactly what I needed, so.
I just had to breathe. I'm sorry, y'all. Listen, I am always worried that I'm going to drop the ball. I think that's just like an engram that I just got to like really get together subconsciously, because I'm always asking God to please make sure I can handle this. Like, please help me to understand how to best handle the situation. And my mother told me before I came, last night she called me, and the only thing she had to tell me was, just be organized. Be organized, Kelsey. And I was like, yes, ma'am. I'm trying to handle it all. And I just, I don't want to mishandle anybody, because we're all spiritual beings. I have a relationship with every single person in this room, and all of you all mean so much to me. And you all my tribe. Like, y'all my tribe, y'all my people. And I don't want to mishandle you all, because that's how, to me, I don't know if y'all feel this way, but I feel like Allah speaks to us through people, places and things, fine, but mainly through people. And so I'm like, I always try to make sure that I'm handling his people properly. Because I don't want to be mishandled. And I know I'll be feeling some type of way when I get mishandled, and I will let everyone know. So I don't want to be on that other end of the stick either. So I'm just constantly asking him to help me be the best, help me. And I don't want to say be the best in an arrogant way, but just help me be the best Kelsey so that I can show up for those who are either counting on me or those who are watching that I don't even know are watching. I mean, I have a sister, she's 18. Yes, I can relate. She's great, love her. Sakai is beautiful. And in a very subconscious way. She is always challenging me and pushing me. I think for the first time I heard her tell me that she's proud of me. And I was like, what? Like, my sister had never told me. She's like such a brat. Love her. That's my girl. But it's always, you know, we've always catered to her because she's the baby. And I've just, you know, I've always been trying to like make sure everything's perfect for her. Like I said, I don't want to mishandle God's people. So I'm like, all right, I got to do the best that I can do. And I put a lot of pressure on myself in that regard. But yeah, those dangerous prayers can get real because sometimes you realize there's something within yourself that you have to change that might not be comfortable, or you just might not feel like doing it. But if you want what's best, you got to do it. Otherwise, you're going to keep going through the trial and the tribulation, and you're going to keep revisiting the same issue and problem. So, yes, I'm striving. I really am. But thank you so much, Shay.
Thank you. Lom.
I'm so happy you all came. And thank you all for being here, for tuning in to this episode.
For the
girls. To lead with style and grace. It's for the girls. It's for the girls.